You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today, but we'll hear from him at 9:30. Right now, we're talking Orioles. How much of Hyde's dismissal falls on Elias? Do you think he's next? Before we go out to the phone lines, let me throw it at you, Ed. Elias has to be the next one to fall if things continue the way that they've been going.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think he gets fired during the season if it just keeps...
continues like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's... you can't. Right now, if it continues, and the question is if it continues like this, right? I think so. Because this is horrific. This is just the colossal fail. This isn't like they're having a bad stretch. It's like they're not even really competitive. It's not like they're losing games. Because we've gone through all these things. Exit velocity, but hitting it right at people. They're doing this. They're doing that. You know, at the end of the day, if you don't get on base, you don't get on base. And it's like, you know, you got to stop because it's like everyone is playing poorly. I mean, they have a winning percentage of .333. It's a third. They're 15-30. Like, how are you coming back from this?
Good batting average.
Right. They're 11 and a half games out of first. It's May 19th. 11 and a half games out. That's a lot to climb back from. You say you don't lose the season in April.
They did.
They kind of
found a way to do it.
Yeah, like
you can't. Like it can't be this bad. It's and I agree with you. Like I think something eventually happens, whether it's Elias getting let go if this continues. And it's so weird because like Tyler O'Neill's a streaky hitter. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen at some point? He comes back and plays, and then he gets hot when the games don't even matter.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, who cares at that point? If this continues, Kobe Mayo better be called up and starting at first base on every single...
Well, that's the other thing. You might as well just bring up all the young guys and see what they can do. Basayo, yeah. Mayo, just bring them up.
Who gives a rat's
ass? Because now it's like, okay, let's see what we got.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you take out the Rockies, who would just... they stink on ice. I mean, they're just god-awful. The Orioles have the worst run differential in baseball.
Stop telling me that Kobe Mayo can't play third base if you don't have a third baseman. Rivera ain't it. Now, look, Ramon back. I'm not arguing with Ramon. Ramon's a good player. But, like... put him at first base. Let's see what he can do. Do something, man, because this roster and seeing the way that things are going on right now and not knowing when Colton Cowser's coming back, Jordan Westberg had a setback. Hell, you know the worst part about this? Andrew Kittredge coming back. All these pieces are coming back. Andrew Kittredge has been lights out in the minor leagues. You get to see it at all. So let's grab some callers here. Chris is in Parkville. Chris, you're on the fan.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
You had a great weekend.
You too, man.
Yeah, I'm going to end with something positive. But, as far as the, you know, I think they're analytically heavy, I think. And I think should they make an addition, like whether it's during the season or in the off season, I think it wouldn't be bad to see like a grizzled veteran skipper to, for lack of a better term, neutralize that. I think it would be good. Hopefully, you know, I'm just glad they took some action and didn't just sit there and watch the ship go down like they were doing for a while. Because this goes back almost a calendar year. But a special shout out to the University of Maryland lacrosse team. Final four.
There you go. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
And again, man. That's another team that's always good.
Yeah.
They are. They're always good.
Yeah, I just saw something too, like, you know, scrolling through social media. It's funny. It's weird when people are like talking about the Orioles all the time, because I remember when we were so bad, and it's just like, hey, when does Raven season start? And one of the things we've said in recent years, it's fun to kind of not even be thinking about Raven season, because you're locked into what the Orioles are doing. And now it's like, I said it myself, when's training camp? When do we get to talk about something else besides bad baseball team?
It's funny you say that. It's like, you know what our schedule's like. I mean, for you, it's easy. It's, you know, do you have a Mo Gabba shirt on? Is that or Life Med? So it's like, it's an easy choice.
By the way, hold on. I don't want to, like, finish your thought, and then I'll make sure. I'm going to write down so I don't forget mine.
Well, I got up early today. I said, you know what? I'm going to actually shave my head and shower. This one's, because I didn't do it at night. Let me do this now. And I'm selecting clothes. I pull a Ravens t-shirt out of my drawer. And I go, I can't. Because they're going to take it and I'm just sticking with my finger in the Orioles' eye.
No.
I was like, put that back. I'll give it a month.
No, I'm not sure if I'm ruining Ed's shovel or not. I don't. Maybe not. But Ed texted me this weekend about the event on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you know what the dress is? Like, how should we dress? And I said to him, I'm pretty sure it's casual. I mean, you know, I don't want to dress up and put on a pair of khakis and a polo. And Ed's immediate thing is, that's dressing up?
I mean,
for me, yeah.
For the rest of the country, that's dressing down, really. It's like,
I don't know. How many white trash areas have you gone?
I grew up in one.
Hold on.
The whole idea is you want to climb out, grab that ladder, and get out.
Just go to a funeral from somebody in Essex and count how many pairs of jeans and t-shirts you see at said funeral, and then come talk to me about my polo.
You want to talk about when I came to your grandfather's field?
Oh, yeah.
I was dressed in a suit.
Yes.
I was like the only person.
I told you. No, I was wearing a suit.
Other than you, yeah. Your family.
I was speaking too. Yeah. But the best part of it was, like, Ed's looking around. And I'm like, oh, God. You should have seen when my grandmother passed and my buddy Larry showed up. Larry's black, by the way. They thought he was the limo or the hearse driver. They're like, who's this guy? And then you're looking at guys that are wearing, there were about 70 flannel shirts in that room. I'm like, these damn hillbillies.
That was July 15th.
Let's grab another call here. Zoe's in Hanover. Zoe, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
So we understand how sports work. The manager usually goes first. Now, I need to see Urias gone. I need to see the guy with the beard gone. Carlson, all these guys gone. Bring up the young talent. Let them figure it out. Maybe this is the best chance we have to see what we got.
Go ahead.
Honestly, Elias's eye for talent is genius. I don't really want to lose him. Maybe you make him, you know, in the background, you know, hey, go to Dominican, you know, run that, and we'll bring, like, someone like a Billy Ripken and a DeRosa to run GM and manage the team.
Well, I appreciate the call. Now, again, like, I think Billy's one of the better baseball minds, and working with him, like, love the guy. Mark DeRosa is another guy that's played the game intelligent. I don't know those are the guys that you necessarily want in your front office. I mean, I don't know if they have visions of grandeur, too, of doing that. But, like, for what you said, who's the guy with the beard? Who's he talking about? The guy with the, anyway, I'm trying to think.
The guy with the beard.
Something about, I guess, whoever's playing on the Orioles. Like, put Kierstedt out there every day. Put whoever. Let's see Mayo.
Let me get straight. Like, when I said I think Elias may be next because of what your question was, I don't want to see him go.
I don't either.
I think he's very good at what he does. You can't fault me, in my opinion, that selects people, drafts well, they come up, they look like, wow, look at these. And then the next season or the next two seasons, they're like, they fall off. How can you? He doesn't have a crystal ball. I mean, yeah. He saw what he saw. His scouts see this. They report it. They think these guys are good. They come up. They are good. Look at Adley when he came up. Struggling when he first came up, and then comes on to team leader. It's like best catcher in baseball by everybody's account. Now he's struggling. Like, how do you predict this?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.